But you were here during the, as a young boy during the war.
Oh yeah, I was here, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Right through the war.
Yeah, right through the war. But what I realise now is that I didn't at the time, the anguish that my mother must have been going through, because I don't know whether I told you, but I'm the, or was the youngest of nine boys. We are older brothers, they were all, except for the eldest, he was in a reserve occupation, but he served in the local fire brigade, you know, part-timers. But my next brother, he was, Brother Alec, he was on converted trawlers up at Scapper Flow on a Russian convoy. Next one, there was a big article in one of the papers and on the radio about him. He was taken prisoner by the Italians out in Alamein, badly wounded, spent the rest of his prisoner of war life in hospital. Next son, Brother John, he was torpedoed on the Russian convoys. Next one, my brother Ken, he was out in the Far East on the ocean-going tugs. He didn't have any bad experiences out of it, but, you know, it must have been worrying for my mother. But by then, 1944, my mother went in the hospital for a minor operation, and she never got over it. My father went in to see her, and she said, "I'm feeling tired, Dad, I'm going to sleep," and that was it. But I think, looking back now, it was the strain of all that.
All the boys.
Plus us, the rest of us used to play up something rotten, these young boys, and what young boys do. My brother Norman, he was in the Navy, he was at on tank landing craft at D-Day. Then my brother Alan, this was after the war, but he was in submarines during the Cold War. My brother Eric, he was out in Suez during the Suez conflict. He was on tank recovery. And then there's me, I'd done 3 years in Germany and a year in Korea. So, you know, it's quite a record for one family, isn't it?